Shazarav. Thanks to Avram. Big thanks to Rav Avram Jacobson for organizing the Shurim, enhancing our Talmud. Okay. You know, on Yom Tov we make a bracha, after Kiddush we make a bracha of Shechianu. Every Yom Tov we make a bracha, Shechianu. There's one exception. Tonight, Shvish or Pesach, there's no bracha of Shechianu. We make Kiddush, there's no bracha of Shechianu. Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's not a regular B'nai Atmoy. It's a Hemshech, it's all Pesach, it's all one chag. We already used it with a bracha of Shechianu when we said on the first night of Pesach, so we don't need a bracha. We don't need to say Shechianu. What happens though if a person doesn't realize that? And he did say the bracha of Shechianu. So he made Kiddush, and then he said Shechianu. In fact, this is actually what happened a few years ago. Someone came to me the day afterwards and asked me, what was your meant to have done? He said, Shechianu. What should he have done? What's the shaila? Can he drink the wine? Right? He said, Brekhi Agafen. Then he said, the bracha of Makadish Yisov Azmanim. Then he said, Shechianu. So, the choyah, that Shechianu is a bracha of a tala, and it's a hefsek. It's a hefsek between the wine and the shtia and the drinking. So, the choyah, he wouldn't be able to drink the bracha, he wouldn't be able to drink the wine without making new bracha. Right, we know that's a halacha. The halacha is that if a person says hamoitzi and then he speaks in between the bracha and eating, he needs to make another bracha. Again, that's a tzoich la'achila. But if he speaks things which are not kashur to his siddur, he's mechuyav to make a new bracha. It's a hefsek. So the choyah would have said the same thing. We should say the same thing over here. But let's investigate and see if that is really true over here. So the shaila is brought in the Mikrei Kodesh. So three Pesach Frank brings the shaila. So what happens if someone makes Shechianu on Leil Shvi'i or Pesach? Is it a hefsek or is it not a hefsek? So he brings Machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger on a different noise. A person makes Kiddush on Friday night. We know that when you make Kiddush on Friday night, you have to make Kiddush al HaKos. You need a rebis of wine. You make Kiddush al HaKos, and he said Brekhi Agafen, he said Mekadesh HaShavas, and he's about to drink the wine, and he looks inside and he says, oi, it's not wine, it's water. What happens now? Says the Magen Avraham that it's possible he's not Yotze Kiddush, yet Kiddush has to be al HaKos. He has to make Kiddush again. And also you have to make the Brekhi Agafen again. But, says the Magen Avraham, if he was planning on drinking more wine later on, he's covered by the wine. He's covered on the broch on the wine is already covered. He doesn't need a new broch on the wine. Okay, he just needs to say the broch of Kiddush and be covered on the wine. Just agav. Now, luckily, that does happen. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that if you've got a bottle of wine on the table, let's say, the Kiddush would be chal on that. Even though that's not what you're holding in your hand, the Kiddush would be chal on that. Okay, but in our case over here, there's no bottle of wine on the table. There was, let's say, wine in the fridge. He was planning on drinking more. So he said, Brekhi Agafen. He said, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And he suddenly realized, oi, there's no wine inside the kos. There's only water. The din is, and he was planning on drinking more wine in the Suda later on. The din is, says the Magen Avraham, that he needs to repeat the bracha on Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, but he doesn't need to make another Brekhi Agafen. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says there was a hesek, that bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, the bracha of Kiddush, wasn't chal. It wasn't a good Kiddush, because Kiddush has to be al HaKos. So in the Chayyar, it's a hesek, and in which case you should have to make a new bracha of Rabbi HaGafen. Okay, that's one din. A similar din is by Havdalah. You find in Reish Tzadik Ches that we're not allowed to make Havdalah. We make Havdalah on an or a flame. Okay, but you're not allowed to make Havdalah. You can't make the broch on the Morei Ha'ish. You cannot make it on a flame, a fire that wasn't Shavuos and Shabbos. A fire that was lit on Shabbos, even by a goy. But if for a Jew, that would be something that's asked for the Jew to do. You can't be yoytzi your chiyuv, your mitzvah of the Morei Ha'ish on such a flame. What happens if you did do it? So a person said Borei Pi Agafen, then he said Borei Minim Asamim, then he said Borei Morei Ha'ish, and then he chat that this this flame was a flame that he wasn't actually allowed to make the bracha on. It was a flame that was lit on Shabbos for Esther. Says Magen Avraham, you're not yotzi. It's not chal, and the third you'll have to make another one. Rabbi Akiva Eger points out from it was mashma from the Magen Avraham, though, that you wouldn't need a new bracha on the wine. You'd be yotzi with that bracha that you made on the wine. You would be yotzi, okay. And says Rabbi Akiva Eger the same time as before. That bracha Barim Reis comes out that it wasn't chal, it wasn't a good bracha. You didn't have any right to make that bracha. You can't make a bracha on a mare which on a flame which wasn't shavas and shabbos. And in which case that's a hashtag, and you'd have to make a new bracha on the wine for Api Agafen. So we've got two cases which seemingly we would say there's a hashtag. Yeah, again, the case of Kiddush, where the person made Kiddush on water. He thought it was wine, but he made it on water. And so the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos wasn't chal, and that should be a hashtag. On that, the Magen Avraham seems to hold that it's not a hashtag. Rabbi Akiva Eger holds it is a hashtag. And similarly, by the case of the Nair that wasn't Shoivas, where you can't use that for Havdalah, Magen Avraham seems to hold that even though you said that bracha in between your bracha on the wine and your shtia of the kohes, Magen Avraham holds it's not a hashtag, yet Rabbi Akiva Eger holds it is a hashtag. No, it has to be out of close. It has to be out of close. It's not active out of close. It's not on close, it's not active. Okay. So Mikre Kodis wants to say that outside of our Shechianu, the person made Shechianu on Leo Shriz or Pesach, he was, which comes out of the hashtag. That's the hashtag. According to Mikre Kodis, that's the hashtag. Whereas according to Magenu, it's not a hashtag. It should be toyed on that side. That's how he explains. Okay. So let's just speak out again. What's your name? Mr. Goldstein. Okay. So Mr. Goldstein jumped up straight away and said, it's a hashtag. Rabbi Akiva Eger is right. It's a hashtag. Why? Because when a person makes a bracha, be it on a mitzvah, be it on a brichas anenin, the bracha needs to be chal on something. If you're mashtik in between your bracha and your asiyas mitzvah, or your achila, that's a hashtag. The bracha needs to be chal on something. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be muvan. The Magen Avraham is not so muvan. What's trust in the Magen Avraham? So, the Minchas Shlomo, Rav Shlomo on Orvach, also has this shayla. The same shayla, if a person says Shechianu on Leil Shvi'i Shel Pesach, what should he do? So he brings the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he explains the Magen Avraham as follows. He says, we know there's a halacha that if a person said Hamotzi, and then he suddenly realized that he forgot to feed his animals, yeah, he's allowed to say go feed the animal, maybe anybody ever actually, but if he did say go feed the animal, it's not a hashtag. Why? The fact that it's a tzorich is achila because he shouldn't eat before the animals have eaten. That's not called a hashtag. The fact that his speech was the tzorich is achila. That's not called a hashtag. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the voice over there is the reason why that's not called a hashtag is because you weren't Masiach Das. The fact that you said something which is kashur to your Suda, that's not called Hesach Hadas. You're still focused on your bracha and your achila. You weren't Masiach Das from this thing that you're doing now. That's why it's not a hashtag. And he's machadish an extra chiddush. He said, you know what? Let's say you said you told someone to go feed your animal, and then you suddenly chaffed after you told him. Said, oh wait, I already fed him. Or I sold my animal. I already sold him. He said, it doesn't matter. The fact that what you were doing, you thought you were doing it, the tzorich your achila, you couldn't eat until you fed your animal, even though it came out that it was really, your words were a waste of time, they were wrong, you didn't need to say them. It doesn't matter. That's not a hefsek. You weren't Messiah das. You were still focused on you thought you were doing something, all the tzorich your achila. That's not called hefsek das, and you do not need a new bracha. That's how Rosh Hashanah Orbach understands that Gemara. That's how he understands that halacha, that if a person spoke in between his achila and in between his bracha and his achila, as long as it was a tzorech achila, then it's not hesed chadas, and you're not in any bracha. Just agav, he does say though that if your speech is something which is not intrinsically kashur to achila, then it would be a hesed. For example, he gives an example of that. Let's say a person that took on for himself that before he eats, he won't eat without saying a certain pasuk. So he says, "I'm waiting," and all of a sudden he remembers, "Oh, I didn't say the pasuk yet." If he were to say the pasuk now, that is a hesek. That's why, because that pasuk is not intrinsically linked to achila. It's only things which are intrinsically linked to achila that is not called hesek hadas. Okay. So says Rosh Hashanah Orbach, according to this story that he's just said, if a person said Chechanu Leil Shvi'i for Pesach, the fact that he thought that this was necessary for his achila, it was a needed, or he's a shishdia, yeah, he thought you need to say Brei Agafe, then Mechad Shazal Ba'azmanim, and then Chechanu, thought it was all necessary for his shdia's wine, that is not called Hesed Chadas, and he does not need a new bracha, and he would be yoytzi with his original bracha of Brei Agafe. Okay, right, Rosh Hashanah Orbach, he brings a riot that he's a slave from Sfiras HaOmer. As far as Sfiras HaOmer, the person, last night was Chamish. So the person said a bracha, and then he said, so last night he said, Hayoim Shisha Yamin Ba'Omer. And then you realize, no, that it was the wrong one. And he now says Hayom Chamisha Yamin Ba'Omer. Then that's fine. Okay, he's medayik that you don't need a new bracha. You don't need a new bracha. Yeah, even though you were mastic, but when you said the wrong count, so that's a hefsek. Says Rosh Hashanah Orbach, you see, that's not a problem. And the Maaser actually, the Prima Gaon does ask on that. He asks, why is that not a hefsek? The person, if he counted the wrong thing, and then he wants to count the right one, the Chori needs to make a new bracha. So it should be a hefsek. That's the Prima Gaon discussion. Rosh Hashanah Orbach says, no, it's not. Why? Because when he counted, he got the wrong day. Fine. But he was still involved in the mitzvah. He wasn't a mastiach das from the mitzvah. He's still involved in the mitzvah. He's doing an act which is involved in the mitzvah. He's doing a counting which is involved in the mitzvah. Even though it was a wrong count, it was the wrong day, it doesn't matter. He's still involved in the mitzvah. In his head, he's still involved in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah, he has a mastiach das, and therefore he can carry on without needing to make a new bracha on the Sfiras HaOmer. So, yeah, so it seems to be that, yeah, Rosh Hashanah Orbach comes out, he's passing like Megan Avram. Yeah. Okay. This raya of Rosh Hashanah Orbach from Sfiras HaOmer seems to be a good raya. Yeah, by Sfiras HaOmer, we see that you don't need to make a new bracha, so why not? The third, you're a master. You did a counting which is not correct. It's an incorrect counting. In which case, that should be a hashtag between your bracha and your counting, your real counting. Why is that not a hashtag? What's trapped in Rabbi Akiva Eger? What would Rabbi Akiva Eger do with that? Okay, so, first thought you'd say, it's not so sure. Why? Because it's Tokka Deidibo. Tokka Deidibo and Ruth is okay. What you said before, but I don't think that's true. I don't think that Tokka Deidibo can actually uproot and get rid of words that you said. It might not be a hashtag, but that's even the wrong word. Okay. It might not be a hashtag, maybe we'll see why. But I don't think it's clear that you can ever uproot words that you actually said. It's right from Bialaka bin Rash, but just a good word. If a person counts as Sfiras HaOmer, and then he said one word, yeah, which is not kosher to Sfiras HaOmer. He said one word, and then he suddenly said counted. I don't think anyone would say that counting can uproot the one word. Is that correct, Rabbi? Yeah. So it doesn't seem that Tokadei Biro can actually get rid of words. Might not be a hashtag, but it can't get rid of the words. So in which case we still stuck. What's trust by Sfiras HaOmer? Why couldn't Rabbi Akiva Eger would you not need a bracha? What? Yeah, the chayyus is a hashtag. Tokadei Biro won't help you for that. Okay, so I'm going to suggest a chiddush, which is that that the Meir speaks out that if a person makes a bracha and then he's going to eat or he's going to do a mitzvah, so the Meir says as long as he says something which is ke'ein the mitzvah or letzoyach hamitzvah, that's not a hefsek. As long as ke'ein the mitzvah, letzoyach hamitzvah, that's not a hefsek. So maybe you can suggest that when a person counted, even if he counted the wrong day, that still is a type of counting. He's still involved in the mitzvah. Yeah, fine, it's the wrong counting. He's not yoshi with that. But maybe that's also a type of counting. And there's what for the bracha to be chalam. It's not that he said dry mitzvah took you not kashul to the mitzvah. He said something which is kashul to the mitzvah. He just got the wrong day. The fact that he got the wrong day, it's still a count. It's a bad count, but it was a count. The fact that it still can be considered a count. Even though it was a bad count, maybe that's enough for the bracha to be chal on it. And then when they talk to the Hebrew, he's masak and says the right number, the right counting, and therefore he would be yotzi. What? That's not a kiddush. Kiddush is ala kos. It's not bad kiddush. It's a not non kiddush. Yeah. Wait, one second. Okay. What? No, I'm saying talk to the Hebrew. I don't think talk to the Hebrew can actually uproot the words. Yeah. If only you need talk to the Hebrew, yeah. If you only rectified the mistake after talk to David Dibble, then your counting's finished. Right? You did the mitzvah, fine, you did it wrong. So now tikkun after won't help you. It's not kashur. It has to be kashur, it's still attached to the original counting. Yeah. Okay. Now, what is the Mishnah Berurah hold there? So here comes out a bit of a strange thing. The Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to Kiddush, okay, over there, again, what was the case by Kiddush? We said the case by Kiddush was a person made Kiddush on wine. Sorry, he made Kiddush, he thought it was on wine, but it was really on water. And he had in mind to have more wine later on. So we said the Magen Avraham says that you're not yotzi your kiddush, but you don't need a new bracha on the wine. Yeah, your bracha that you said originally on the wine covers you, and it's not called a hefsek. Rabbi Kibbe Eger was failing. Rabbi Kibbe Eger says no. The fact that bracha that you kaddish shabbos wasn't chal, that's called a hefsek. So over there by kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham. In the Mishnah Berurah itself, he brings Magen Avraham, and only in the Sharat Zion does he bring Rabbi Akiva Eger that is mechafek on this. So it seems to be that over there by Kiddush he passes like the Magen Avraham. Yet when it comes to Havdalah, Bi'alach over there, he says that he brings the Magen Avraham that if a person said, again, the case over there by Havdalah was that a person said on a nail that wasn't Shavuos and Shabbos, a nail that you cannot use for Havdalah, and he says that it doesn't count, he brings Magen Avraham that it doesn't count, then he carries on and said, yeah, and Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that it's a hashtag. So there seems to be passing like Rabbi Akiva Eger. So it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, when it comes to Hilchos Kiddush, that a person takes Kiddush on water instead of on wine, there the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass my Magen Avraham. That is not a hesed. The fact that you said Mekadosh Shabbos wasn't chal, it wasn't a good Mekadosh Shabbos, it wasn't a good bracha. It's not a hefsek, and you can drink your wine without a new bracha. Yet when it came to Havdalah, by Borei Moreya Eis, they seem to pass from that Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the bracha that you said on the nair that you couldn't use, that is a hefsek, and you would need to make a new bracha on the wine. That seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Shmuel Shabbos is Miachas Search. And he brings to Shlomo Zalman Orbach and wants to explain like this, that it depends exactly how crucial the thing that you're doing is to your shtiyah, to your eating. So when it comes to Kiddush, a person not allowed to drink before he's made kiddush. Okay, you can't drink before you make kiddush. So that bracha of Makadosh Shabbat was very critical for this person to be able to drink. Okay, and therefore that would not be a hefsek. Yeah, he thought he was doing something that he needed to do to enable him to drink, and therefore that won't be a hefsek. Now she'en came by the Abdallah, the bracha on the flame. Even if the person doesn't have a flame, it's fine. He can still drink. It's not ma'akib. He doesn't in any way stop him from being able to drink. So the bracha on borei ha'es is not as critical. There's no issa to drink the wine without before making that bracha, and therefore that would be a hefsek. So therefore, when it comes to kiddush, you pass on that it's not a hefsek. Whereas when it comes to Abdallah, by the bracha of borei moreis on a flame that you weren't allowed to use, that there he passes on zayt Rabbi Akiva Eiger that it is considered to be a hefsek. What? So according to that, it should come out the sheikh and it should be a hefsek. He actually didn't. In the Mishnah told me he wasn't the Yachid in the Mishnah, bro. Yeah, so at least not the last one. Okay. Yeah, it's not. The notes underneath Harei Kodesh referenced a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Priyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. The halacha. The halacha is someone who's standing up and he's about to he says the bracha on Priyas HaTorah, and then he reads a pasuk, and then he starts talking about other things. He doesn't need a new bracha. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if someone before he started reading any pesukim, he said the bracha on Priyas HaTorah, and then before he started reading any pesukim, he started speaking about things which are not kashur to the kriya now, then he would need a new bracha. I'm going to read the words to you. He says, even if he says one word, it's like all brachas of mitzvahs are nanin. A person has to go back and make the bracha again if he was mastic immediately after bracha. Even if he knows for a fact that he wasn't mastic fast. The kevushlo shelo hiskel adain ba mitzvah, since he hasn't yet started the mitzvah, ein lachakach amal lachol. The bracha doesn't have on what to be chal afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah over here seems to be saying that there's two factors. There's something called hesed hadas, there's something else that the bracha has to be chal on something, and you need both of them. Meaning you can't be mesiach das, and you also need a place, a makom for the bracha to be chal. Whether it's eating, whether it's doing a mitzvah. You can't be mastic between your bracha and your achila or your asiyas mitzvah. Why? Because the bracha needs to be chal on something. So again, the Mishnah Berurah here seems to be saying that you need both factors. You can't have hesed hadas, and also the bracha needs to be chal on something. So if that's true, then the svara that supports the Shemesh Shabbos to explain the chiluk in Mishnah Berurah doesn't really work. Because that svara that he explained, he said that by kiddush, that it's more intrinsically linked to the asa, yeah, and therefore that seems to be the understanding, and therefore that's not a hesek hadas. But she ain't by the bracha borei ma'esh, where you didn't really need it for to be able to drink, and that is a hesek hadas, that doesn't seem to fit what the Mishnah Berurah is saying by Priyas HaTorah. Okay, so I'm going to make a suggestion. It's a big kiddush. But you'll throw me out, or okay? So we said before the rules are that at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you need the bracha has to be chal on something. It has to be chal on the mitzvah. It has to be chal on the achila. Okay. If it's a tzoreach the achila, yeah, that's also enough. It's me'ein ha achila. That's also enough. Or me'ein ha bracha. Me'ein ha mitzvah. That's also enough. Okay. Now. When Chazal were mistaken to say bracha before achila, so you say the bracha and then you eat. That's what you do. Now sometimes there's a little, it's a so-called hefsek in between, But there's a tzoriach for it. It's by Kiddush on Friday night, we say pray for Gafen, then we say Mekadosh Shabbos. There's a tzoriach there. That's how you need to do it. Okay, and therefore, it's also poshah. That's not a hashtag then. Okay? Maybe, once Chazal was stuck in a certain, like, nusach, a certain way to say things, that now becomes a matbea of how to do things. Okay, that's the matbea, how we do things. Okay, in which case, we don't care about anything else. That's also a valid way to make brachas. There's one way to make a break your gafen. There's a way to make break your gafen when you're about to drink it. Just say break your gafen. There's another way to make your bracha on wine to say break your gafen and mekadosh Shabbos. That's all now a matbea how Chazal were mistaken to do things. Okay, that's how we do it. If that's true, then it will come out. Even though. What you're doing might be a brach lebatala, but there's still a nusach that Chazal were mistaken. There's still a matbeah that Chazal were mistaken. And mitzad, the fact that your brach has what to be chal on, it has what to be chal on. Why? Because I said a matbeah that Chazal were kaveya. Chazal were kaveya also. Before drinking wine, they were also kaveya a nusach habracha of Brevi Agafen and Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's also a nusach habracha. In which case, besides the bracha has what to be chal on, I said a whole bracha. In this case, it's two parts of the bracha. So I said a nusach that Chazal were kaveya, and then I'm going to drink. So besides my bracha, what I said has what to be chal on. It does have what to be chal on. But if one of the brachas that I made is a bracha levatala, a case in the wine. There was water there, so it wasn't a chalav. Doesn't matter. Why? Because it's still a nusach that Chazal were kaveya, and therefore that's not a hesed. I hesakadas. It's not hesakadas. Why? Because that was my mind frame was on drinking the whole time also. So it's not hesakadas either. That all works for kiddush, but maybe for havdalah it's different. Why? So havdalah. It could be a Chazal weren't mistaken a matbeah of how to make Havdalah that you need Brei Pei HaGafen and Borei Min HaMesamim and Borei Min HaEish. That's just, there were Masadar in it. It's not true that it ever became a new a matbeah that Chazal were mistaken. That's just, it's all a Tzorech HaBracha. And in which case over there, if a person said the Borei Min HaEish, which wasn't necessary, and it was a Bracha Matala, that would then be a Hesdek. That's now a Hesdek. That was never a Bracha that Chazal were mistaken. So it's never a bracha that it's never a new nusach of bracha that Chazal were mistaken. Then in which case that would be a hefsek, that wouldn't help you. In which case that would explain the chiddush why the Mishnah Berurah person like Magen Avraham by kiddush and not and like Rebbe Akiva Eiger by Havdalah. And just to finish off, okay, if that's all true, then Yesh Lachkor Al Shechianu. If that's also included within the matbeah that Chazal were mistaken or not, if you say it was included within the matbeah that Chazal were mistaken, then on Leil Shvi, even if he said Shechianu, but because that could be a matbeah that Chazal were mistaken, yeah, if you go with that side, then it wouldn't be a hefsek. So anyway, halacha ma'aseh, according to Shmuel Shabbos, if the person did say Shechianu on Leil Seder, he doesn't need to be choiza. A few years ago, I asked Rav Moshe Sternberg, he told me not, you don't have to be choiza. Unless the Rav's got another. See ya. Okay. Fine.